KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, in high school girls golf action yesterday, girls regional golf meets were held in locations around the area. And in Class 3A at the 5x80 Golf Club over at Menlo, Atlantic won the regional meet. The Atlantic girls will qualify as a team for the state golf championships. Atlantic shooting the low round of 371. Nevada is the other state qualifier. They were the runners-up, shooting 395. Individually, Atlantic had the top two golfers. Aaron Olson shot 83 and Brooke Newell turned in an 84 yesterday to help lead Atlantic to that state qualifying score. Also in Class 2A at Crestwood Hills in Anita, Central Decatur is a state qualifier. They shot the low round of 386. Trainer was just a single stroke back at 387, and they also qualify for state. Trainer's Allie Anderson was medalist. She qualified as well individually, shooting the low round of 82 yesterday. Also at Crestwood Hills in Anita, the Class 1A meet saw Pleasantville and River Valley shoot the two low scores, and they are the state qualifiers. Griswold placed fourth, and Cam was sixth in the team competition yesterday. Individually, Hannah Gordon of Pleasantville shot 85 for the low round in Class 1A. None of the area golfers qualified for state individually in that meet. Also yesterday, high school soccer action and boys sub-state soccer action. The postseason underway. Class 1A, it was AHSTW beating Underwood 4-2. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 3-2 in penalty kicks. Also, it was Tri-Center over Riverside 3-1. In Class 2A, Atlantic defeated Harlan 2-1. Matt Smith knocked in the game-winning goal. Creston over Carroll 11-0, and Spirit Lake beat Denison 3-1. Also in Class 3A, boys sub-state soccer, Sioux City East beat Lewis Central 3-1. Sioux City North over Abraham Lincoln 5-0. In some girls' regular season soccer play yesterday, it was Glenwood over Tri-Center 3-0. Lewis Central, a 1-0 winner over St. Albert. In high school girls' softball play last night, Atlantic victor as they pick up a 7-4 road win over Missouri Valley. A couple of long balls last night helping lead Atlantic. Alexis Handel and Gabby Jordahl both drilled home runs to help Atlantic to that 7-4 victory over Missouri Valley. Also in girls softball, Glenwood defeats Tri-Center 14-1. In boys baseball last night, Glenn Ralston defeating Audubon 11-1. It was St. Albert over Logan Magnolia 5-0. Glenwood beat Tri-Center in six innings, 18-8. Thomas Jefferson over Missouri Valley by an 11-0 score. Atlantic was set to open their season last night in boys baseball, but they were postponed by the weather. Also in baseball, in the National Junior College Athletic Association World Series action yesterday in Division I out in Grand Junction, Colorado. Iowa Western Community College was a winner. They beat Yavapai College 4-1 to advance. They'll play Chattahoochee Valley Community College in a 5 o'clock matchup later on this afternoon in elimination play. Also in Enid, Oklahoma in the Division II Junior College World Series, North Iowa Area Community College was a winner yesterday in their first game of the day. They played twice. They beat Madison College 11-1 in six innings in an early game yesterday. Later on in the day, Nyack came up short 9-0, losing to Catawba Valley Community College. And with that loss, Nyack was eliminated from that tournament. In Major League Baseball action, Jaime Garcia won for the first time in nearly a year, working six solid innings. And Randall Grichuk homered for the St. Louis Cardinals as they beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 6-4 last night. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh over Miami 5-1. Chicago beat Washington 3-2. Cincinnati over Colorado 2-1. The Mets beat Philadelphia in 10 innings 5-4. San Francisco dumps Milwaukee 6-3. Dodgers over Atlanta 8-0. Mark Teixeira homered and drove in four runs. Adam Warren pitched two-hit ball into the seventh inning. And the New York Yankees beat the Kansas City Royals 5-1 last night to send the AL champions to their first three-game skid this season. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Houston over Baltimore 4-1. Toronto beat the Chicago White Sox 10-9. Seattle dumping Tampa Bay in 10 innings 7-6. Texas beat Cleveland 4-3. Minnesota 2-1 over Boston. Detroit edging Oakland 1-0. One interleague game saw San Diego beat the LA Angels in 10 innings by a final of 4-0. Cardinals pitching prospect Marco Gonzalez won't throw for about 3 weeks because of a shoulder injury. St. Louis general manager John Mozeliak said Tuesday that an MRI showed the 23-year-old left-hander has an impingement. Gonzalez is on the roster of AAA Memphis, and he skipped a start in late April. Mozeliak says Gonzalez will be reevaluated in a week to 10 days. Selected with the 19th overall pick in the 2013 amateur draft, Gonzalez was among the spring training contenders for the fifth starting spot. Gonzalez was 4-2 with a 4.19 ERA and 5 starts for St. Louis last year and pitched in relief in the postseason. He's 0-1 with a 6.35 ERA and 6 minor league starts so far this year. In basketball news, Nebraska men's basketball coach Tim Miles has had his contract extended a year through the 2019-20 season. No financial terms were released. The Cornhuskers finished fourth in the Big Ten in 2013-14 and went to the NCAA tournament. Nebraska slipped to 13-18 last season, giving Miles a 47-49 record in 3 seasons at the school. Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers are in the NBA Finals for the first time in 8 years after completing a 4-game sweep in the Eastern Conference Finals. LeBron James scored 15 of his 23 points while the Cavaliers were building a 17-point halftime lead in a 118-88 thrashing of the Atlanta Hawks. James is heading to the NBA Finals for the 5th straight year as he tries to help the city of Cleveland claim its first championship since the 1964 Browns won the NFL title. And in hockey, the New York Rangers have forced another Game 7 in the Stanley Cup playoffs as they improved to 4-0 when facing elimination this year. Derek Brassard recorded a hat trick and had 2 assists as the Rangers thumped the Lightning 7-3 at Tampa to stretch the Eastern Conference Finals to the limit. Brassard put the Blue Shirts ahead to stay 3:36 into the game before tallying twice in the Rangers' 5-goal assault in the third period. It was the Rangers' first playoff hat trick since Michael Nylander had 3 against the Atlanta Thrashers more than 8 years ago. Game 7 will be Friday night at Madison Square Garden. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.